Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. We'll also be here for the first hour of Steak and Sandra's The Steakhouse. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
We do that at the top of every hour, and then we pick a certain little community, and we say hello to them, and good morning to them. And the folks in McDonough, this is your hour.
All right. Down in Henry County. How y'all doing down there?
Shout out to y'all down there in McDonough, and happy Juneteenth to you. As we come back, the Lord has got a interesting way of doing things. This has been said many different ways, you know, his wonders are, and you know, got a sense of humor, whatever you want to say about God. But it was just one of these things that I was going through show prep, and I looked and I went, wow. Okay, so came back with that music. Today would have been Nancy Merchant's birthday. If you are a Sopranos fan, that's Tony's mother, who was the biggest gangster in the family.
Okay, but it
would have been her birthday today, all right? But this is also June 19th. She was born. Today was the day her son, James Gandolfini, in the show,
right,
he died.
On this day.
This is the day that James Gandolfini passed. Again, just kind of a weird little connection how that happened.
Right.
But, yeah, he passed on this day, but it would have been her birthday today. Also lost. And again, as we sit here in the sports world, have you seen Celtic City? I mentioned that to you. It's on Max. And it's sort of like what they did with the Lakers, but it's all about the Celtics. And they start off with the forefathers, meaning Bill Russell and Bob Cousy and Red Auerbach. Okay. And they run it through. I've gotten to where Reggie Lewis has joined the Celtics.
Okay.
So they, like I said, many, many segments. Doc is about to take over coaching, so on and so forth. But they did a whole show, and rightfully so, on what happened on this date. Today was the day that Lynn Bias died.
Man.
1986. And we're about to have the draft, right? And that's when it happened, shortly after the draft.
Right after the draft.
He was supposed to be, you know.
So what next?
He was supposed to be.
Saw
what's
that
next.
Guy play one Sunday evening and one Sunday afternoon over at Georgia Tech. It was the most amazing thing. Saw Lynn Bias play over there. Unbelievable. Inside, outside. They couldn't stop him.
He had the total game. Was it, I guess what I want to ask
for a guy his
this.
Size, you know what I mean?
Was it Tim Duncan like? I guess is what I want to ask.
Not
much
Duncan
low
like.
Post.
He could do that, but he could step out and hit the jumper as well. But, you know, whenever he come up the floor, he touched the ball. For a guy that size, usually, you know, that might be a point guard or shooting guard or somebody that always touches the ball. It always went through him when he came up the floor to have a guy that size to do that. And just to watch a Georgia Tech team that was a pretty talented team, very talented team at the time, and he just came up the floor and just had his way. This guy's amazing, just incredible talent.
His game reminded me, and again, obviously I only saw it in college, was it comparable to Danny Manning, what he was doing at Kansas? Is that a fair, or is it just two different players?
Two different players to me, you know, two different players to me. But he just had the ability to just take over a game and just do incredible things, rebounding defensively. But when he came up on the floor on offense, you're like, okay, what's he going to do to us this time?
Okay.
Hey, he's one of those. That's just what I remember from watching him play.
Yeah, rest in peace, Lynn Bias. And also, this dude just made you smile when you saw him, heard his name mentioned, at least to me. And we lost him on this day, Manute Bol.
Yeah, just the idea of
right.
Yeah, what he was doing out there, right?
Manute Bol and Lynn Bias on this day. I'll save it. There's another famous name on this list. I'll get to a little bit later. But Noelle said that there was something that I needed to hear that her sister said.
Before we
get into what's going on with NASCAR and all that, she's like, "Ooh, I gotta tell you something."
Yeah, I meant to tell you this in the last segment. So I was hanging out with my sister yesterday. Who was watching TV or whatever. And a commercial came on for FX's The Bear. And I was like, oh, yeah, it is time for the bear to come back. Mm-hmm. And my sister was like, you watched this show? Meaning she had no idea what it was. And then she went, that looks like Chicago. And I said, oh, Greg would love you for that. Because this is the person that doesn't even pay attention to a whole lot of stuff that doesn't have a dollar sign in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to just immediately go, oh, that looks like Chicago.
It is exactly where it is.
And that's exactly where it is. I was like, well, look at that.
One of the names, one of the reasons why it's called the bear.
Well, tell me, explain it.
No, I said one of the reasons. I haven't got that kind of inside knowledge. A friend of mine's been on the show, Amy Morton.
Oh, okay,
from,
I got you.
From Chicago PD. She's been on the show. Listen, that city is cleaned up from what Atlanta lost. That was the conversation, Sam. The slowness of the film industry here in this state for the first part of this year, there's various reasons as to that. I talked about those. And it's starting to pick up, though, now.
Yeah. But
one of the two of the beneficiaries of that were Chicago and Toronto.
Yeah.
Got a lot of projects up there. And so, yeah, they lost me halfway through that first season. When they started doing the individual stories, they lost me.
Really?
When it was all about the restaurant and them going through everything and the growth of it, the problems they had, I was with it. But when they started doing first of all, that dude who's like his brother, he got the worst accent you ever heard before. That's not a Chicago accent. I don't know how they cast this dude in that, but whatever. And that part of was it the first season or the second season where they went into the individual stories?
I want to say we started getting those the second season.
Okay. Whenever that was, that's when I backed up 10 yards and punted.
Well, all right,
that's
then.
That's just me. I'm not saying the show's bad. I'm just.
Yeah, I got you.
They lost.
You were more about the ensemble and not the individual.
Yeah, the whole thing and the struggle and all of that. And, yeah. You know. And by the way, this 8 o'clock hour, Sam, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You know that? You go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And then what you do?
You start packing. Yep.
That's right.
That's what you do.
So there you go. I want to get that out of the way. I've been laughing at you all week long. All week long, because I've had this problem with my heel, and you said something last week that sounded like the advice you gave me kept ringing in my head. All I could hear was music behind it. But I'm having a heel issue, nothing debilitating, but all of a sudden I'll get some pain in my heel, and it'll go away.
Yeah.
But it happened last week, and you told me put it in a bucket and soak it.
Just soak it, man. You gotta soak that thing. Soak it, then elevate it.
It was the whole thing that you said. It sounded like a James Brown song.
Right. Why?
Put it in a bucket and soak it.
There you go. Just do
so
that.
That's why I'm laughing at you. You've been making me laugh all week long, just out of nowhere. Jason, what you laughing at, Sam? Anyway.
He said, he ain't even here.
That's right. Between you and Jesse, I just laugh out loud at stuff. NASCAR, man.
Yep. We're not this week, but next week. NASCAR will roar back into Atlanta.
Yes, it is.
At the newly renamed Echo Park Speedway. We had Brandon Hutchinson on with us, you know, last weekend. Of course, they got the Xfinity Series is going to race on Friday, the 27th, and then on June 28th, that Saturday, under the lights, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. And it's just going to be great to be down there and see the race, see under the lights at night. Going to be a little bit cooler. Everybody talked about where they're going to come back in July. Boy, it's going to be so hot down there. He's going to race it at night. You're going to have a nice time down there.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend Adam Alexander is just going to be working his hoofies off because he's going to be doing the Xfinity Series race and then on the CW.
Are we going to have a chance to see him?
I don't know, man.
Probably not.
He's going to be you're covered up down there. But it's, you know, have the Xfinity Series race on CW, and then he'll be working on Prime for the Cup Series race. And that's kind of leads me into something I want to talk about is NASCAR. You're talking about Prime and skewing to a younger audience, and some, you know, some of the older fans are not happy because they got to go streaming to see, you know, the races now that come on, at least this section of the races, because once they get here, it's going to go over to Turner. So for these five races, it's been, you know, NASCAR dipping their toe into streaming like all the other major sports are doing. Jeff Gluck, who we've had on the show in the past, who was with the Athletic, covers NASCAR for Athletic, is saying that Prime says that Sunday had the youngest audience for a Cup Series race since 2017. You're getting a younger audience. They're also saying that the viewership for the Mexico City race was 2.1 million, beat out F1's Montreal race, which was on ABC, and IndyCar that was on Fox. So people are doing what they have to do to get to this. Plus, I think people wanted to see Mexico City to see how it all rolled out.
You got the whole. You got a whole fan base that feels neglected from time to time, even though the sport will say they're included, you don't really know, and then something like this is what brings them out and go, listen, Mexican pride.
Well, that's what
it's all about.
Well, right? And it looked good. There are some people who weren't crazy about it, but for the most part, the drivers liked it. The fans seemed to like it. The pre-race ceremony was outstanding. And you had Shane Van Giesbergen, who won, who is from New Zealand. He's the guy who paddled through the streets of Chicago and won the first street race in Chicago,
yeah,
right? And so he's excellent on the curves and doing things on the road race courses. That's his strength. And they, he took the lead, went in and was behind, went right through everybody back up to the front again, and he drove away with the win there. But very popular victory that was great. And for all intents and purposes, looked like NASCAR will go back to Mexico City again. Now, there's one person who expresses something that wasn't so good about Mexico City, and that's Carson Hocevar. We talked about him, how he's this young driver who tends to wear a dark hat.
Right.
You know, he's been very aggressive with his driving style. It's like, you're going to remember who I am. And he's got
sport needs that.
Well, he's gotten under the skin of some of the drivers, but he made a not so nice comment about Mexico City and his racing team fined him $50,000.
Okay. Can we repeat it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they had a little profanity in it. So,
oh, okay.
So that was something they didn't like because everyone had gone there and they had a good time. And to have one of your drivers say something like that, I guess, wasn't good. So instead of NASCAR handing out the penalty, the racing team spires it, will handle it in-house, and that's happening. They hope they can turn the page on it and do go up and get on the track and do good things at Pocono this week. A couple other NASCAR notes. This week we're going to have a different crew chief for Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s Xfinity team. It's going to be Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
Junior's going to be a crew chief this week.
Okay.
He's going to sit on top of that pit box and make decisions and call shots. I mean, it's his team, right? The crew chief has a one-race suspension due for a lug nut infraction in Nashville. So because of the lug nut infraction in Nashville, he'll be out, and Lil E was going to go up there, and Dale Jr. will be crew chief for his car this week. I sent an email to both of you. If you had a chance to check your email, it has car on it. Check your email and see if you say, I want you to see something. Take a look at something that's going on there. And we mentioned that we think the Days of Thunder 2 is gonna take place. Jeff Gordon,
of course,
is hanging out with Tom Cruise. But I want you to see what I just sent to both of you as far as that goes, and take a look at that. Pretty impressive. We're going to get to see that in Atlanta when they come to race here. It's pretty cool.
The audience always loves when we take time to read while we're on the way.
No, you have to read. Just hit the video.
Okay, I know. I'm looking at it right now. The Superman.
What do you think? I mean, yep. That's Michael Jordan's team, the 2311 Racing. That's the 45 done by Tyler Reddick, and it has a Superman theme for the upcoming Superman.
Got the logo
movie
on the hood there and everything, and getting ready for the movie that I was cut out. So no, I don't want to talk about this.
Well, that's going to be here in Atlanta on June 28th.
It looks pretty nice. Looks pretty nice.
You know, it's a cool theme, and we're going to see that under the lights here. So it's something to look forward to.
No, that'd be nice. And yeah, you're right. I'm not surprised that they are making. Excuse me, that Tom Cruise is making Days of Thunder.
Will we see actually some of the drivers have little speaking parts in it? Because in the previous Days of Thunder, I don't think any actually drivers actually said anything. Mm. You saw them. You saw a camera go in the background behind Richard Petty doing an interview, a pre-race interview. But you didn't actually, to my knowledge, I don't remember any of the drivers of that time.
And you don't have the stars then that you have now.
All the more reason for one of them to make a statement and say something to me. So I'm curious to see if they will find a way to factor some drivers in. You know, not a lot, but just when you're at the track. You know.
Because
the last Days of Thunder had none of that. I enjoyed the movie, but you know, and it's long overdue.
Y'all up at Road Atlanta, get ready. He's come. Here comes that man. He'll be up there practicing again. That's what he did for the other ones. So Tom Cruise will be back in town practicing up there. Listen, moving into this 8 o'clock hour, we got to spend some time with Jason Longshore.
Yeah.
Not just talking about Atlanta United, not just talking about the match today, but the stuff on the periphery of what happens on a day like this when that person comes to town. Jason Longshore will be joining us next. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Juneteenth. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. And as we enjoy Gloria Estefan, Sam, I want to let you know that this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And do what?
Start packing.
There you go. There you go. He's in town. That man is here. And he's one of those few athletes that they actually give traffic reports out when they come to town because they know that that arena is going to be so filled to the rap. It's not even just the arena. It's just being down there near him. He's one of those athletes. I just want to be down there.
Yep.
Maybe I'll see him going in the building. Maybe I'll see him coming out, getting off the bus. Whatever. So as obviously we talk any kind of soccer around here if we get the opportunity, and the man is already got sparks coming off his heels.
Of course he does.
He is wanted by I don't know how many shows he's doing this morning, but we can't thank him enough for making time for us, even though he is the fifth Beatle on this show.
He is.
Right? he shows up. But Jason, good morning. Jason Longshore, one of the voices of Atlanta United, joining us this morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? Yeah, it is definitely a day when you get Lionel Messi come into town, you get Club World Cup come into town, you've got Gold Cup in the U.S. men's national team tonight, you know, you've got the intersection on 92.9 The Game tonight as well.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah. Look at that. Look
he
at
hit that in there. He's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
He's covering it all, man. He's covering it
all. My question, though, for you is when do you get situated? How many hours before you start doing whatever you need to be doing or when will you be down there at the stadium?
I'm heading down early because we're doing some pre-match hits for our Soccer Down Here network. Myself, John Nelson, Madison Cruz. We'll be in the building in the 11 o'clock hour. So it's a long day. We'll have a post-game show. You can listen to it on the Off the Woodwork podcast here at 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Tons of stuff. It's a long, long day.
Talk about that, of course, this event that's in town. Talk about the Club World Cup, first of all, and just the fact that it's here. We knew that it was coming. We've already had one match played here in Atlanta. Your thoughts about that, the magnitude of it, and how it's a little bit of a test run for what we may see on a grander scale next summer?
Yeah, I've loved the tournament. I think there were a lot of mixed messages coming into this because it's a brand new tournament in this kind of a scale. It's been done before with the Continental Champions playing in a much smaller format. This is the first time it's been done in a true World Cup style format. And it's, I think one of the fascinating things about it has been the reactions to it coming in England and in maybe a couple of other European countries, they have not been into the tournament and they've trashed it and talked down about it the whole time leading up to it. But in South America, in Central America, in Asia, in Africa, in other parts of the country that don't typically get, or in other parts of the world that don't typically get access to a tournament of this scale and a real opportunity to compete, it's been treated as a massive deal. And I think you've seen that in the crowds. And I think you've seen that in some of the conversation around the crowds as well. Look at the Argentine teams that are in this tournament. Boca Juniors took over Miami this past week with, I think, 55,000 at Hard Rock Stadium, and probably 48,000 of them were Boca Juniors fans singing and chanting and taking over the beach the day before. This is a brand new thing. It's going to take time for it to continue to grow, but I've been really hammering home the fact that if you're a soccer fan, if you love this game and you get an opportunity in your backyard to see games that matter, not friendlies, not exhibition games in the summer, not preseason games, games that matter between Chelsea and LAFC, where LAFC was really competitive on Monday with Chelsea.
Now
don't listen to the English media. They're lying to you. That game was very competitive, and LAFC had opportunities to draw with it and really make that a huge shock for Chelsea. Didn't happen, but LAFC was good in that. This game today is going to be a very good one. You get an opportunity to see these games in your backyard, go. Don't let the negative people who are going to take their cues from the English media or some other European media tell you that this isn't a big deal. Watch Lionel Messi go head-to-head with players from Al Ahly from Saturday night in that match and tell me that it doesn't matter to the best player who's ever played the game in Lionel Messi.
You know, as
you can get excited about this.
Sorry about that, Jason. Jason Longshore.
No, you're good. You're good.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm listening to you, and I always get excited when I tap into something that he's saying that makes sense from something he said months ago, or just as I understand more about this sport. And I'm listening to you right now talk about the changes and things that are being implemented, and it comes across, at least to me, like there are parts of this sport, depending on where it is around the world, that they are not embracing change like you would think they would. And it also kind of reminds me of baseball, in that when you think about the big four sports here in America, pro sports, baseball's always the last of the party because they want to be traditionalist and do things that way. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And, I mean, look, I'm a student of the history of sports. I love digging into the history. I love those aspects of it. I love tradition, but it's not 1895 anymore. It's 2025. The game is different. You can have a competition like this where you bring 32 teams from all over the world to play. And hey, guess what? The gap between the European teams and the teams in the other parts of the world, it's not quite as big as it used to be anymore. Teams got to show up. The European teams are better because they make more money, they have more money to spend, so they're going to have better players. It's not a hard equation to follow. But are they better in the sense that they can't be touched? Absolutely not. Al Hilal from Saudi Arabia yesterday drew with Real Madrid, who Real Madrid's one of the teams coming into this tournament that needs to do something in it. They have a new manager. They did not have a good season by their standards last year, and it didn't look great for them yesterday with a 1-1 draw. Manchester City, Juventus, two teams that are in the same boat, massive teams that are expected to win things, they got the job done yesterday. They got wins in games that they were expected to. But now we're getting into the second games in the group stage. So now you've got some real stakes on the line and how things look. This is a fun tournament if you love the game and you get to see the way players play from different parts of the world, the way coaches set up their teams from different parts of the world, and the way that teams compete. There's been so many interesting games and exciting games in this tournament. If you're sticking your head in the sand and not watching it because somebody in the English media told you that it's not a big deal, man, get your head out of the sand and enjoy this. If you love the game, enjoy this.
Get him, Jason. Get him.
Sick him. Man. Always great
fired
to catch
up
with him. He is fired up this morning. And he is social. You can find him at Longshoe. Always find him at Longshoe. My goodness. So much. He's on
like,
it. He's on
like
it this
Van
morning.
Van Gundy at him. Alonzo's leg.
Yeah. Talk about the city of Atlanta here and the fact that, you know, hey, everything gets a little test, a little preview this week. Everything from the airport to mass transit to the restaurants to the hotels. For what's going to happen on a grander scale next year. Talk about the opportunity that Atlanta has and just the community to get ready for what's to come.
Yeah, it's good for the city. It's good for the stadium. You know, FIFA has been in charge of the stadium since the Metallica concert and putting the field in, and it's a grass field, and it's a very different process than it was last summer. It's not quite as involved as it will be for next summer with the World Cup, but it's a good step in that direction. You're learning things about how to do that. You're learning things about ticketing via FIFA, which is a little bit different process. The way the media is done through FIFA, it's a little bit different process. All these sorts of things, it's good to get this experience with six games this summer in the Club World Cup to get ready for it. I think, you know, the city kind of gets a little bit of that taste, and I'm really curious to see as we get through these group stage games. You know, we saw Chelsea LAFC on Monday. I'm curious to see what Porto draws today, a Portuguese team in Atlanta. You know, in certain parts of the country, a Portuguese team would draw really, really well. I don't know how it's going to look in Atlanta. I'm not sure. We know how Lionel Messi can draw, and I think there will be a number of Messi and Argentina fans there today supporting Miami. Sunday, it's Manchester City, another team kind of like Chelsea that's one of the newer Premier League powers, but mm-hmm. not the historic ones like a Liverpool and an Arsenal and a Manchester United. How does City draw on Sunday night for a later kickoff against Al Ain from the United Arab Emirates? And then we get into the knockouts, where you're going to have teams and fan bases that are coming from different parts of the country. How do those games draw? It's going to be interesting to see how, when fans come in for those knockout games, for example, on kind of short notice, how they get around the city. I think the airport, MARTA, the hospitality sector is all going to get a little bit of a crash course in how to manage those situations this summer that will help them a lot for next summer.
All right, so you got this past week, and everybody's getting ready for this, and you guys are just working feverishly to put on a great event here in the city. What has been fun for you? Where did you go? What did you do? What did you turn the corner, experience something that was like, oh, I'm going to remember this, and it just made you just crack up and enjoy what was the unexpected, I guess.
It was actually the LAFC fans on Monday. This is a team, you know, look, we know LAFC in Major League Soccer, and their fan base has always been impressive to me. They've always treated the Atlanta United fans who have traveled out to Los Angeles really well. It's one of those fan bases that, you know, we don't see LAFC all that often, so it's still very, very friendly in terms of the fans between the two. But LAFC, you know, won a play-in game to get into the tournament, so they had about 2 weeks to plan to be here. And they came in pretty decent numbers for a 5-hour flight from Los Angeles. A couple hundred fans made it. They made noise throughout the game. They were amazing. Their players were reacting to their fans and asking them to keep making noise and support. We were doing a kind of pregame show over at Centennial Yards on the steel bridge that goes across from Centennial Yards to Castleberry Hill. And one of the coolest moments of Monday for me was the LAFC fans had gathered at Wild Leap there in Centennial Yards, the brewery, and they came out and they marched across the bridge chanting and singing, and everybody kind of joined in. It was really, really cool to see and feel that. Just a little glimpse of what we're going to get the rest of this summer, and definitely what we're going to get next summer.
Yeah.
That'd have been nice if they just kept going right into Off the Hook.
Yeah.
To the barbershop.
Right around the corner there. It'd be crazy, man. Yeah. No, fantastic, fantastic stuff. All right, so if people are coming down today, what time you want to head over there? It's a 3:00 kick.
Yeah, you're going to give them a little traffic update, Jason. What should they do?
Yeah, you're going to want to get in early. You're definitely, if you are capable, MARTA is the way to go. MARTA is the easiest way to go. You don't have to worry about that traffic getting out of there where it's going to blend into rush hour, which is not going to be pleasant.
Oh, my goodness.
So you will probably want to take MARTA, and it's super convenient. You can get off at the station right next to State Farm Arena, or you can get off at Vine City and walk across. Perfect. That's how I'm getting to the stadium back and forth today. It's going to be much easier than getting in the car and dealing with rush hour on the way out.
And let's remind everybody that you have opinions about multiple sports. Does the NBA season end tonight, do you think, or is there a game 7?
I think it ends tonight. I was hoping for Indiana to take this thing further, but I think Oklahoma City has finally showed who they are after maybe a little bit of a wobbly start, maybe a little bit of, we can handle this team that's been upsetting everybody. I think Oklahoma City takes it tonight.
See, we got to remind everybody, you get the soccer talk, but on the intersection,
yeah,
you get this kind of knowledge.
You get everything on the intersection.
I'm telling this, and then Noelle's going to come in here. She did a whole thing on sneakers today.
Ah.
Here in her Noelle's world there, Jason. It's all about sneakers.
Not your part.
Yeah,
not surprised at all.
All right, man. Enjoy yourself down there, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
There you go. Jason Longshore. He going from one interview to another.
Yeah, man.
All day long. I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air, folks. Casting call up next. Got a casting call from last week, but it's still relevant. There are shows there that are looking for you and even some reality stuff that is coming up next. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. But when we come back, oh, no, no, we still got about 30 minutes before the steakhouse. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Juneteenth.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This doesn't do justice to it. Am I right?
It's pretty amazing.
Is that I got to share something with you, folks. Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is where I talk about job opportunities in the film industry. But I'm telling you what you're listening to right now came from a video that I had saw, and I didn't know about this event when it happened nearly a year ago, but it was Playing for Change,
mm-hmm.
Song Around the World. Now, I don't know how many other people participate. Yeah, this is, again, you got to see this all the way through.
Yeah, you got to see it.
Jackson Browne got together with musicians from around the world. They all probably did this song, you know, played their instrument, sang, and they put this together in an incredible video that I had never seen before, and I saw it. I said, oh, I got to show this to Sam. I showed it to you this morning.
It was unbelievable.
It really is. And so, again, it's Dr. My Eyes, Jackson Browne, this song you're listening to, but the video that they put together with these musicians from and singers from around the world.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, folks. So in my little Juneteenth present to you.
Simply amazing.
It really is. Also, one of the things we haven't talked about this morning is the NHL season ended. Right? Florida Panthers got back-to-back cups.
They can't get that cup north of the border, can they?
They can't even get it to where water freezes. The thing has been hanging around down there in outside of Fort Lauderdale for the longest time. But one of the coolest things, if you haven't seen this either, is the center, Alexander Barkov, what he did when he had the cup. He went and took it to his neighbor's house.
Yeah.
After partying all night long, he went with other members, I don't know who he was hanging with because they didn't say who that was, but it was Barkov, went to his neighbor's house at 5 o'clock in the morning, and his neighbor put this ring video up online so you could see it. He rings the bell. Obviously, they've been drinking all night long. The guy doesn't answer the door, and then Barkov just stands to the side, and the guy standing behind him with the Stanley Cup in his front right in front of his ring. Is, again, kind of nice there. Again, 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. We're going to be hanging around here for another hour at 9 o'clock, so which means we will be in the steakhouse. Thank you to Steak and Sandra. Well, right now, we're filling in for Mike, Bo, and Allie, who I met for the first time last week.
Yeah.
Couldn't be nicer.
Delightful.
Wonderful. Glad to have her on the team.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about some of these job opportunities that are still there. I put this thing up a couple days ago for this week.
Seeing more stuff happening, man.
Around town.
I'm seeing more things go on, you know. And like I said, I was really watching. Like I said, I was at a movie studio yesterday. I was out in Decatur, you know, out at Electric Owl. And while I was there, for one thing, for the Intense Tennis, that place was buzzing. The place was buzzing, man. I'm like, okay, you guys got some things going on. It's picking back up, at least from what I can see. You're a different set of eyes, but what I've been able to see, I'm seeing more of those pylons with the little backwards arrows and whatnot, letting you know there's some things going on. So to me, that's very encouraging.
We all knew that it was going to pick up later on this year. Didn't know exactly what that was going to look like, but it has turned the corner. And I even had a couple opportunities because I had nothing for a while here, and everybody knew that. It was just the case, but a couple things have popped. Let me ask you a question. Did you watch Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
Or House? Remember the show House? Dawson's Creek. Scrubs?
I remember that.
Grey's Anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a guy from those shows, Scott Foley, you know the actor? I know Noel knows him. He's in a new show and it's called It's Not Like That.
Okay.
Well, your boy got booked on it.
Yeah. Outstanding.
I got booked in a role. I will tell you when it happens, what episode that is, but that's what I mean, it turned the corner. And I will be wearing a pair of glasses pretty soon in a commercial, which I keep my mouth shut about that, but that's coming up. But anyway, the point is that there are opportunities out there, and I'm going to be here for you. I've been here for you since 2011, letting you know about these job opportunities, and I'm going to continue to. You got 90-plus percent of you don't need any of this stuff, but it's summertime. Maybe some folks out of school looking for something to do.
Yep.
Now, if you're a minor, that means the kid and the parent has to be on set. But if you're 18 over, there's a ton of opportunities. Here's one. They need bar patrons this week. They need cheerleaders. They need
how hard can that be?
Paid studio audience.
Right?
Listen, none of this is heavy lifting. Right? But just don't act like a knucklehead when you get on set. All right? Do what they ask you to do. Be where you're supposed to be. Don't try and pick up Jennifer Lopez. Don't try and get a selfie.
She in town.
Well, she might be. I mean, I don't know. But don't try to. Here's one. The first one, Destination Casting. I got a chance to work because I was fortunate enough to be in Dear Santa with Jack Black, and that was a Farrelly Brothers movie. Bobby Farrelly is the director of it. He's doing another project called Driver's Ed. They need stand-ins, and it's being cast right now between now and July 2nd. You'll see that on the breakdown. There's a need from on-location casting for a new TV series. I mentioned they got a bar scene coming up. So there's bar patrons' needs. There's Roselot Casting, who is doing it's called Santa Maria, but it's the John Madden pick, biopic.
Why'd they give it that name?
Because a lot of projects just wait till later on to get locked in on a title. So they give it a working title.
All right.
And a lot of times they just don't want you to know what they're doing, even though some people find out. Listen, I've said this before, and it's not because I'm trying to go against the grain. I got the relationship with the casting directors the way I do is because I don't do what other people do. There are other publications, there's other people in the city that when they find out that Movie X is the next Hunger Games, we'll say, okay?
All right.
They'll put that in there to sound like they're in the know. But the casting director has to call it, you know, by the beach. Ah, we're casting by the beach this week. And so I will always say in my casting call, by the beach, even though a big publication, newspaper, whatever, has put the actual title in. As the man said, mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
Okay. All right.
And so if the casting directors have to call him that, I will always do that. So Santa Maria is the John Madden biopic, which hasn't been given a name, so you can call it that. They need high school football players. They need high school cheerleaders. They need a high school marching band or musicians who play instruments that would be in a marching band. That's all there. Hilton Casting, they're doing your show at Divorce Court. Okay. Now you say, why are y'all talking about Divorce Court? Because those of who don't listen to us on the weekend, we also talk about these shows where they need audience members.
Yeah.
Did you not know this? That they will pay you to sit in, they will pay and feed you to sit and watch a show being filmed. And for this particular week, we're talking about Divorce Court. So those are some of the ones I have in front of the camera. I also have the list of the casting directors there. I recommend this every week. Instead of waiting for me to come out with a fresh one, which I will in a couple days, I recommend you go to the social media pages of the casting directors that I have listed. And they will, from hour to hour, day to day, list their new projects, whether it's a film, a TV show, a commercial that's being shot. Because, you know, with the slowness going on, a lot of these guys got to keep the doors open.
Got to do some things. Got to do some things.
Keep lights on.
Hey.
So they will take on these commercials. That, in a lot of cases, pay pretty good. So that's what's going on. Behind-the-camera jobs, you've got a skill set that you want to leave your job that you presently drive an hour and a half to or you don't like your boss. I walk you through how to find those, starting with Georgia.org. So all of this is here. You guys got any questions about any of this, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. You can see the list at GetCastWithGreg.com/castingcall.
Okay.
Or, and I actually just re-exed it as opposed to retweeted it. On Get Cast with Greg on X. So you can see, again, the list there. And again, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com, if you got any questions. Mr. Crenshaw.
Hey, hey.
Do you know what tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of?
50th anniversary of?
Jaws.
Jaws. At the same time, they're telling people, if you're going to South Carolina, you might want to watch yourself in the water. They actually got this week.
I believe it.
If you're going to the coast right now, watch it. They you know, they got some of them things swimming around out there, and they're mad because they don't sleep and they're biting. They don't sleep, right?
No, they keep
right.
going.
Right.
You want to see something cool?
You talking about something angry? Think how you are when you don't sleep for 2 or 3 days. You think of them that you know they never sleep.
No, they got to keep moving or they die.
You know.
But I saw some video where an octopus went up against a shark and the shark lost.
Whoa.
Octopuses ain't nothing to mess with. They ain't nothing to mess with, right? And so there's videos out there where octopuses, they handle sharks. I didn't know that before, but
yeah.
I mentioned some of the people that we had lost on this day and the craziness because Nancy Merchant, who was Livia Soprano on The Sopranos, it would have been her birthday, but this is also the day that James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, passed away. But a guy who, and there's always these weird kind of connections. Speaking of mob guys, Sam Giancana passed on this day.
Really?
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. You think our audience knows who that is? He ran the Chicago Outfit. He was that name after Al Capone in Chicago.
He was the guy.
But he was also known for, if you want to believe the reports, getting JFK elected. This is the story. I'm not telling tales out of school. I'm making this up. As the story goes, Nixon and Kennedy were neck and neck. It was like the Preakness this year, right? And Joe Kennedy, the original kingmaker, makes a call to Frank Sinatra. Because at the time being, they were hanging out. Frank Sinatra and JFK were hanging out, right? Sinatra did the big party, the nomination party and all of that stuff. But things are getting kind of close. And the old man Kennedy is getting worried. And he wants his son in the White House. And he makes a call to him, and he says, hey, I want you to get in touch with your buddies who have connections with the unions. And Sinatra does so, and that means a call to Sam Giancana. And Sam Giancana, if you want to believe the reports, delivered the unions. I believe it was West Virginia and Illinois or wherever they were. But the unions stepped up, and we know that up until, I think, Bush-Gore, that was the closest election in American presidential voting history.
That's okay.
Right? That was Kennedy-Nixon. And it was because of the push by them. And as the story goes, when Giancana did this for them, he's like, okay, them boys owe me a favor. Right? And Sinatra allegedly says, nah, I owe you a favor. Okay? So that's how it allegedly played out there. And then there was a whole thing about this place in Chicago called Villa Venice that he opened up for Dorothy McGuire's girlfriend, and they performed there for free. But the part about them doing this for the Kennedys, and then what do the Kennedy boys do when they get in there? He appoints his brother, Robert, attorney general, and they go after the mob and Hoffa and all of them. And so, you know, it's just like I said, it's kind of weird, but this was the day that happened. You grew up in Illinois. You grew up in Chicago. You hear these stories on a regular basis, you know. But, yeah, this guy, his thumbprint is a part of it. You can't tell the history of American politics without mentioning Sam Giancana. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Right? He's a little thing there. Again, any of these job opportunities as far as in front of the camera, any projects are going on, I'm hearing from people on a regular basis. They know things are being dialed up. So just reach out to me, and we will do our best for you. We're going to get this guy, the tennis dude, in some of these movies? Trent Bible?
Trent Bride, you got him. You got his information.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to. See if we can get him in there. And then he owns a hedge fund. I think you'd want to be friends with him, too. Noel and all of that stuff. All right, listen, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, going to talk to Mark Simon. He's our baseball man but he's up in New York. Or is it Philadelphia?
No, he's in Pennsylvania.
He
just follows New York closely. And, of course, he was the numbers guy for Baseball Tonight on ESPN for many years. So he's got a, you know, whatever we talk about, he's got a lot of facts and things he's going to bring to us. Always great to talk to him.
Talk to him. And then what are you doing on this Juneteenth? We're going to talk about that coming up next here. It is. And events going on around the city.
There are a lot of things happening.
Sam and Greg in for, well, when we come back, the steakhouse. Right now, it's the morning shift. But when we come back at 9, it'll be for Steak and Sandra. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Juneteenth morning here. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.